I'm Eddie Hyatt. I want to welcome you to the Awakening Podcast here on the very first day of 2022. Happy New Year to all of you. And what an exciting time to be alive and to be a follower of Jesus Christ. I want to talk to you about today and maybe all this week about what does 2022 hold for the people of God. What can we expect in this coming year? Now, there are things that are obvious, that are biblical, that we know that we can expect. For example, we can expect difficulties and challenges in the coming days, in the coming year. Why? Well, obviously we're not in heaven yet. No, this is not heaven. We live in a fallen world, a sinful world, a world where there is a devil, a world where there are demons, a world where there are wicked, rebellious people who have set themselves against God and His kingdom and His rule and reign. And so that is why that there are difficulties. That's why there is sickness and death and all of the difficulties in the world today, is because we live in a fallen world. We don't live in the world that was God's original plan and idea. We live in a fallen world. And by the way, this is the answer, the general answer, theological answer, for people's questions of why do bad things happen to good people. I will never forget, some years ago, my 17-year-old niece, who was a dedicated follower of Jesus Christ, she died unexpectedly, and what a shock it was. And I remember her mother asking me about why did this happen. Well, the answer that I could give at that time was, you know, we live in a fallen, imperfect world. This is not God's ultimate will and plan for this world. We live in an imperfect and a fallen world. And in this imperfect and fallen world, bad things happen, and sometimes bad things even happen to good people. And Jesus alerted us to this in John chapter 16, verse 33, when He said, "In the world you shall have tribulation." In other words, you can count on it, Jesus said. In the world, you're going to have tribulation. So I can tell you, in 2021, you're going to have some tribulation. You're going to have some difficulty, and you're going to have some challenges. But here's the good news. Jesus said, "But be of good cheer, because I have overcome the world." In the world, you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. Be of good cheer, it means to be upbeat, be happy, be joyous. Why? Because Jesus said, "I have overcome the world," and that overcoming life and power I am sharing with you as my people, and so you too will overcome this evil world. So yeah, when you face the tribulation, Jesus said, be of good cheer. Be joyous, be upbeat, be happy, because I have overcome the world and I am sharing my overcoming life and power with you. Hallelujah. That also reminds me of 1 John chapter 4 and verse 4, where John said, "In the world," now this, hold on, I'm getting my verses mixed up. Jesus said, John 16:33, "In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I've overcome the world." But then in 1 John 4, 4, John said, "Greater is He who is in you than he who is in the world." You see, Jesus has, in His overcoming, He overcame the world. He overcame Satan and demons. And He has come back in the person of the Holy Spirit to live within His people and to lift us up above every test and every trial, to lift us up and to give us victory and to cause us to be joyous overcomers. So I can tell you, yes, in the coming year, There are going to be challenges. There are going to be difficulties, but it is God's will for you and God's will for me that we be joyous overcomers. And I can tell you, this is a great witness. When the world out there see Christians going through difficulties and trials, and they see that they're going through them with a serenity and a peace and a joy. So in 2022, in the world, you're going to have tribulation, but be of good cheer. Be a joyous overcomer. And that is my declaration for you today, for the coming year. In this coming year, yes, you're going to face some difficulties and some challenges, but because of the life of Jesus who is in you, and because you are learning to yield more and more to His life and to His Holy Spirit who is in you, you are going to be a joyous overcomer in 2022. I declare it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For Jesus said, in the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. Be joyous, because I have overcome the world. And I am now living in you through the power of the Holy Spirit. And greater is my life and power in you than any tribulation that you are going to face in this world. So go ahead and be that joyous overcomer. Hey, I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Awakening Podcast. We're going to continue to talk about what we can expect in 2022 the rest of the week. So be sure and join us. Share this with your friends. And we're going to continue to talk about what we can expect in this coming new year. God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow.